Welcome to a short and urgent mini Litbits, or Litbits Lite. I'm here with James Kidd, and we've got a Larkin poem. I'm going to read it quickly, and then we're going to have an immediate response without any script or forethought. Here it is, A Study of Reading Habits. When getting my nose in a book cured most things short of school, it was worth ruining my eyes to know I could still keep cool and deal out the old right hook to dirty dogs twice my size. Later, with inch-thick specs, evil was just my lark. Me and my cloak and fangs had ripping times in the dark. The women I clubbed with sex, I broke them up like meringues. Don't read much now. The dude who lets the girl down before the hero arrives. The chap who's yellow and keeps the store seem far too familiar. Get stewed. Books are a load of crap. It's nice to read a poem that ends with the moral, the apparent moral, that books are a load of crap. But I like the poem, and I like the sense of reading to make sense of your own life and identifying with people in poems, whether it's the yellow guy in the store or the person who leaves before the hero arrives. That seems to speak to a sense of how we respond to poetry and literature.
Kind of embarrassment as well about the sort of stuff you used to read and what that said of you. I mean, one of the sort of tragedies about becoming a journalist is you actually rediscover all the books you really like to read from years before. And I've sort of buried myself in all sorts of weird horror novels that I thought I'd outgrown at a sort of particularly snobbish moment during my English degree, when I would walk around with Camus elegantly sort of poking out of the top of my, you know, secondhand jacket, but only so you could see the fact that Camus was in the pocket. I still do this today, obviously.
But Kingsley Amis tells a story about how, it was in the Zachary Leader biography at least, that a copy of Edmund Spenser's Fairy Queen, that long and almost never read epic poem of the 1590s, but that Larkin is meant to have read at university at Oxford, was discovered with an annotation on the last page in Larkin's hand, which said, I used to think Troilus and Crusade was the most boring poem ever. Then I thought it was Paradise Lost. Then I thought it was Beowulf. Now I know it's the Fairy Queen. What a load of rubbish. His disdain for literature is a rather refreshing attitude for a poet to have.
I just don't buy a word he says. I think he knows exactly what he's about. And, you know, it's like that rather good story about sort of Ian Banks, when The Wasp Factory got brilliant reviews, but also a load of horrific, you know, horrified reviews. And he put both of them on the various adverts for it. And, you know, books are a load of crap. You could imagine Larkin putting as the title of a volume of poetry.
Yeah, and I don't know what point in his life he wrote this, but quite early on he was a published poet and conscious of having a career as a poet.
So. And also a librarian. You rather assume if as a librarian that maybe he thought books weren't...
Yeah, or at least you have to look at his filing system.
Well, there's enormous drawers full of crap, which actually I suppose might be the title of another Larkin poem.
Exactly.
Her drawers were full of... Is there a slight sort of pun on Lark? I wrote that down.
I think there might be a pun on Lark. The other thing I thought, maybe A Study of Reading Habits is actually about a small Berkshire town. Maybe it's A Study of Reading Habits. And we've thought about this poem in entirely the wrong way.
Extraordinary image, though. Was it the women I clubbed with sex?
I broke them up like meringues. I mean, that seems... I mean, Larkin's reputation is pretty low at the moment. Certainly with an academic criticism for lines like that, and for the stash of pornography that was discovered after his death, and it's interesting that famous poem that he wrote about the Arundel tomb was concerned with the last moment in which we're remembered and how that fixes the reputation that people then have of us, and he's fared quite badly on that front, I think.
But does that mean that we have to take this poem completely seriously, because we know that he thought that a lot of books were a load of crap, except for Lucky Jim and The Wits and Weddings?
Yeah. Most critics are cautious about reading the biography and the poem and would want to keep the life and the narrator separate, but when they get to a poet that they don't like, those two come closely together, and everyone's quick to condemn Larkin in a way we might not condemn another poet who might articulate through his narrator slightly dubious views.
Well, he's the exception to that sort of death of the author rule, isn't he? That I've never known a writer, that's probably slightly exaggerating, but actually not by much, who's caused more arguments. I remember at university the poem, which I can't remember, it's the poem, I think, that's partly about rape, and there's the, is it her mind was like a drawer full of knives, maybe, which apparently is the line that Margaret Thatcher quoted to him when, or misquoted to him when they met. And I remember someone walking out of the room. She also walked out of the room during Yeats's Lady and the Swan. But I know a very well respected poet who's had a stand up row about Larkin. It's an extraordinary thing.
Okay, I think that's enough of this small lit bit, a podulette to download and enjoy, and come back to the website for more soon. Thank you, James. See you soon.